An economist with Kearns & Associates says processing plant disruptions caused by COVID-19 have resulted in the worst financial disaster ever for American hog farmers. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of a news briefing yesterday, the National Pork Producers Council outlined the economic devastation caused to pork producers by COVID-19 and urged Congress to act swiftly to preserve their livelihoods. Dr. Steve Meyer, an economist with Kearns & Associates, says the value of U.S. pigs produced this year has taken a dramatic hit since the advent of COVID in February.
If we look at what this year's production was worth back in on March 1st, as far as what the futures market said we the producers could expect on pricing through the end of 2020, and we compare that to on the July 10th, the difference is about $4.7 billion. Producers haven't lost that much money yet, but relative to where they were going to be by the end of the year, they're going to be $4.7 billion short. In addition, producers have had to euthanize a number of animals. There's no way that producers want to do this. It's the last thing they want to do. And that factor right there is one of the reasons it looks like things are better now, but they aren't. Producers have done everything they can to avoid euthanizing pigs. They put them on diets that meet their nutritional needs but don't provide energy and protein for growth in order to hold the pigs to keep them from getting too heavy. And in so doing, they backed up supplies of pigs in their other barns on their farms all across the United States. And we think that there's 2 million plus pigs that were backed up as of June 1st. And the reason that those haven't been slaughtered is that we just don't have the slaughter capacity to do it.
Dr. Meyer acknowledges plant capacity has recovered dramatically since May, when it was down by about 40%, to where that reduction is now hovering around 5%. He suspects that 5% reduction will be permanent, though, as the result of compliance with social distancing guidelines. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.